The launch comes as Pyongyang complains about upcoming U.S.-South Korean military exercises. VOA's Bill Gallo has more on how South Korea is responding.
South Korea's defense ministry on Thursday responded cautiously, saying it continues to analyze the launch.
The government has been keeping an eye on the related activities and urges North Korea to stop acts that are unhelpful for easing military tensions on the Korean Peninsula.
South Korea has said it will go ahead with planned joint military exercises with the United States, despite North Korean objections. Washington and Seoul have already scaled back those exercises, but so far, that is not good enough for North Korea. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul.
A series of attacks rocked Afghanistan Thursday, killing dozens of people. 58 people are dead, including 38 members of Afghan security forces. Taliban militants stormed security checkpoints in Takhar province, while multiple bombs rocked Kabul and Jalalabad. A Ministry of Interior spokesman said a suicide bomber on a motorcycle targeted a minibus in Kabul, carrying the staff of the Ministry of Mines and Petroleum as they were on their way to work Thursday morning. This man was injured in one of those attacks. He says, "I wish there were peace. Everyone has a family. If I get killed, who will feed my children?" The local branch of the Islamic State terror group took responsibility for the attacks on the minibus. The Taliban claimed responsibility for the third attack in Kabul, in which they claimed they targeted foreign invaders. For more on this and other stories, visit us online at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Thousands of Puerto Ricans celebrated into the night after embattled Governor Ricardo Rossello announced his resignation after several days of angry, massive street protests. That's the sound of people marching through San Juan after Rossello released a videotaped address that he will step down August 2nd. The public fury that led to the governor's resignation erupted nearly 2 weeks ago after an investigative journalism group published nearly 900 pages of online group chats between Rossello and several top aides. Tunisian President Beji Caid Essebsi has died. The Office of the Presidency said the veteran politician passed away on Thursday. Essebsi was Tunisia's first democratically elected president. Former special counsel Robert Mueller spoke to members of Congress on Wednesday. He said his probe into Russian interference into the last presidential election did not exonerate U.S. President Donald Trump of allegedly trying to thwart that investigation. VOA's Mike O'Sullivan reports.
The former special counsel warned of Russian attempts to sway the election in favor of Donald Trump through social media and WikiLeaks data breaches.
First, our investigation found that the Russian government interfered in our election in sweeping and systematic fashion. Second, the investigation did not establish that members of the Trump campaign conspired with the Russian government in its election interference activities.
Mueller says investigators decided the president could not be charged for possible offenses as long as he's in office, based on long-standing Justice Department policy. Trump calls the investigation a witch hunt, and he and many supporters are skeptical that the Russians swayed the election. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.
The U.S. government intends to resume capital punishment after a 16-year hiatus. The Justice Department announced on Thursday there are plans to execute 5 death row inmates convicted of murder later this year. The inmates will be put to death using the drug pentobarbital. The U.S. is the only Western country where executions still take place. And record temperatures are being set across Europe as the continent swelters in what is its second heat wave this summer. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The Paris area in France hit 1.6.9 degrees Fahrenheit, beating a previous record, and the Netherlands and Belgium are also reporting major heats. Britain expects to breach the 102-degree mark for the first time after London recorded its hottest day on record for July, with the mercury climbing to 98 at Heathrow, and swathes of Germany, the Netherlands, Luxembourg and Switzerland could face temperatures well over 100.
This is VOA News.
VOA 1. The best music. The best music. Today. Now.